You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat. We bring it to you each Thursday. Now, for this week and next, Russ Collins is away. He's been my co-host for over 30 years, but I'm glad to say that whenever Russ is away, we have a Nick for you. Nick Alderink is programming manager at the Michigan Theater, and Nick, always good to have you in studio to provide perspective on events and movies.
Yeah. It's always a lot of fun to be here. Thanks for having me once again.
Well, one of the things that we often do is highlight events that are not necessarily movies, but provide a spectacular opportunity for live engagement. And you have one of those coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, so we're very excited for this event. This is Lightwire Theater Presents A Very Electric Christmas. This is tomorrow at 7. So this is the group. If you've seen America's Got Talent, you may be familiar with them. They reached the semifinals at America's Got Talent. And they're stopping by the Michigan Theater tomorrow on their worldwide tour to enthrall audiences with their unique combination of skill and grace as told through moving light characters.
Now, I did not see America's Got Talent. Did you happen to get a whiff of their performance?
If you can search them on YouTube if you're curious about how I describe them excites you. I suggest
it
you
does,
check them
it
out
does.
On yeah check them out on YouTube. They're very fun to watch. So picture Disney's Lion King on Broadway, okay. where the actors or the performers on stage are creating characters, but this is completely in the dark, and the characters are created through lights attached to puppets, acrobats, and dancers.
Fascinating.
So this is for people of all ages. It does follow a story. It follows a young bird named Max and his family as they begin their journey south for the winter, but get blown off course and end up at the North Pole, of all places, perfect for the holiday season.
Indeed.
So the performance includes dancing toy soldiers, caroling worms, and performing poinsettias that light up the stage, set to timeless holiday hits, including Nat King Cole, Mariah Carey, and Tchaikovsky.
Well, sounds like an all-encompassing kind of evening for all ages indeed.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, our primary purpose on a program called Cinema Chat is to talk about movies and films. And I have to tell you, Nick, I'm really excited about one that is opening this week at Maestro.
Maestro, yeah. And this is probably the most anticipated film for us at the Michigan Theater as well. This could really be, this could be the cinematic event of the holiday season. So this is...
It already reeks of Oscar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. So this is a biographical drama. It premiered at the Venice Film Festival, where it's nominated for the Golden Lion. It centers on composer Leonard Bernstein, as played by Bradley Cooper, known for his work on Broadway and film, having written the music for West Side Story, On the Town, Candide, and many, many more. This film focuses on his relationship with his wife, Felicia Montealegre, as played by Carey Mulligan, also another actress who's just fantastic in absolutely everything that she's in.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And she's getting really great. She seems to be the real highlight of this film. Bradley Cooper directed it, but it seems to have really put Carey Mulligan in the spotlight for this story. So it's not only a love story, it's also a love letter to life and art. And like I said, it stars Bradley Cooper, who also directed it. This is his next film following A Star Is Born, which he also directed.
Yeah.
It comes from a screenplay he wrote with Josh Singer. And Josh Singer wrote the films First Man, The Post, and Spotlight. So he's not shy to the Oscars
right.
in the past.
Exactly right. Now, Bradley Cooper, he has really kind of shifted his career.
Yes.
And he was at first a character actor, then he became, the primary hunky movie star.
Yeah.
And now he's really taken on the directing role in all aspects of filmmaking and in a major and significant way.
Yeah, he is definitely one that Hollywood is really watching, and he seems to be he's only taking roles or projects that he's very passionate in, like A Star Is Born, which came out in, I want to say, 2018, 2019. And then this is his next film after that, after some great success and wide acclaim. It's taken him this long to, really hone in on this project. So it's definitely a passion for him.
So an advance screening on tonight, right?
Tonight, yep. And then, of course, and the producers, Martin Scorsese and Steven Spielberg, both helped produce the film as
Pretty hard to go wrong with a list like that.
Yeah.
Another one that a lot lot of folks are looking forward to that I don't know too much about is called The Boy and the Heron.
So for fans of Studio Ghibli, this film comes with years and years of anticipation. It is from acclaimed writer-director and Studio Ghibli co-founder Hayao Miyazaki. The film is loosely based on the 1937 novel of the same name, but mostly follows an original story about a boy named Mahito Maki during the Pacific War, who discovers an abandoned tower in his new town after his mother's death and enters a fantastical world with a talking gray heron. So this is just a big fantasy.
If I read right, it is the most expensive movie ever produced in the country of Japan.
That's right. And the screenplay draws heavily from Miyazaki's childhood, explores coming-of-age themes, and coping with a world marked by conflict and loss. And this film has been in production for 7 years.
Wow.
So Miyazaki originally announced his retirement in September of 2013, but he, of course, quickly came back on that. And of course, the production has spanned that amount of time. It, of course, faced delays from COVID and Miyazaki's slow animation pace. So he's a very delicate filmmaker. He's a very delicate animator. We'll be presenting the screenings in both subtitled versions and dubbed in English. For the screenings that are dubbed in English, the cast includes Christian Bale, Dave Bautista, Gemma Chan, Willem Dafoe, Karen Fukuhara, Mark Hamill, Robert Pattinson, and Florence Pugh, among others.
Yeah. That's quite the voice cast. Yeah. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Nick Alderink from the Michigan Theater, filling in for Russ Collins this week. Now, you always have some special screenings, and that includes something that's funny.
Yeah, this is a Michigan-made film called That's Funny. This is a story of a former stand-up comedian who believes an appearance on a popular late-night talk show will save his career. So this is but the journey ends up being more rewarding than the destination. This is from writer-director Alex Grossman, shot entirely in Michigan. He's a Michigan filmmaker. And he will be in attendance for a screening tomorrow. We have two screenings at 4 and 7 o'clock. He will be attending the 7 o'clock screening for a Q&A, which I believe is just about sold out, but if the film interests you, you can still catch the 4 o'clock screening.
Nice.
It has plenty of seats left.
Now, late night classics are obviously going to start to take a turn towards the holiday season, and that would include The Holiday.
The Holiday, this is the seems to be a classic 2006 film. This is written and directed by the great Nancy Meyers. She makes just some of the best romantic comedies that are out there. This is a film set in California and England. It stars Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz.
I actually enjoyed it much more than I thought it
exactly, might. Exactly, yeah. That's how Nancy Meyers seems to, you think you know the story you're going to get, and you might actually end up knowing the story you're going to, but it's the adventure, how the story is told that's so rewarding. But Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet, they're from opposite sides of the Atlantic Ocean. They arrange a home exchange to escape during Christmas. It also stars Jude Law and Jack Black as the film's leading men. It's a delightful, delightful film.
And I imagine, Nick, that when you were a kid, one of your favorites might have been Gremlins.
Gremlins, yeah. This is a personal favorite of mine. I used to actually have a cat named Gizmo from this movie. But this is from director Joe Dante and screenwriter Chris Columbus, who gave us the rules to never expose them to bright light, water, or feed them after midnight. This is a story of a teenager who comes into possession of a Mogwai who, unbeknownst to him, transforms into mischievous gremlins who wreak havoc on Christmas Eve after he breaks those rules.
That is a cult classic that people return to time and time
Absolutely,
again.
Absolutely, yeah.
As is the free holiday classic coming up this Sunday.
Yes.
And what an amazing performance from Jim Carrey in The Grinch.
Oh, we're actually showing the 2018 version of The Grinch.
Oh.
This is the animated film that stars Benedict Cumberbatch as the title character. It's the same story. It's the same adaptation from the Dr. Seuss. It's from director Scott Mosier and Yero Chaney and Illumination Entertainment, who gave us the Despicable Me franchise and another Dr. Seuss adaptation, The Lorax.
You will have to forgive me. My ignorance shows through. I did not even know this movie existed.
Yes, this is the highest grossing Christmas film ever made, actually. It came out, yeah.
Hey, I must have my head in the sand somewhere, or a big snowbank or something. there's a lot of films we love that will be coming, including Fiddler on the Roof, which is always a favorite.
Yeah, Fiddler on the Roof. That's the film from 1971, the life-affirming story of Tevye, as played by Topol, and from director Norman Jewison. So that's this Sunday at 4:15, and it's a 3-hour movie. We will be presenting it with an intermission halfway through. So we also have Bridget Jones's Diary that'll play on Monday, December 11th, part of our Films We Love series, the classic Renee Zellweger, Colin Firth, and Hugh Grant love triangle story, and of course Elf, many people's favorite film of the holiday season.
That is a movie that will last around this time of year in perpetuity, I think.
Yep, that's Will Ferrell, James Caan celebrating his 20th anniversary, so we'll be screening it with a classic Looney Tunes holiday short beforehand, a Warner Bros. Sizzareel celebrating their 100th anniversary. It'll be a lot of fun.
And, of course, there's a lot of movies continuing as well, including Dream Scenario, Renaissance, Napoleon, Saltburn, The Holdovers, all of which are great. I assume they're playing well, Nick.
They are playing very well right now, yes.
And Nick will be back next week to fill in for Russ Collins once again. But thank you for your time this week and sharing. I appreciate it, Nick.
Great to be here, and I look forward to being back next week.
That is Nick Alderink. He is the programming manager for the Michigan Theater Foundation. I'm David Fair, and we appreciate you stopping by and giving Cinema Chat a listen. This is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.